This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Hey man, he's just Carlos from Greenfield, Pennsylvania. He's one of us. He is, of course, Greater Pitt Tree Service. We have a lot to get to, but we always like to invite you to phone in with all of your tree-related questions. I mean, you get a chance to talk to the professional, Pittsburgh's best when it comes to doing what he does, and it's just a phone call away. So if you have any tree-related questions, all of our lines are available right now. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. Today's topic, large threatening trees. Great time to remove, reduce, or thin out. Be proactive and protect your family. Going to explain all of that in a little bit. Their number is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But before we do any of that, Central Catholic 44, Canon Mac 7, the top-seeded Vikings, now 10-1, earned their seventh consecutive trip to the finals with a convincing win against the Big Macs, who were 4-7 on the year. In a semifinal game played at West Mifflin, the Big Macs opened the scoring with a 76-yard fumble return by Matthew Hirsch. The Vikings scored the next 44 points. Roman Thompson scored three times for the Vikings on runs of 9, 2, and 5 yards. Owen Harry completed 19 of 17 for 217 yards and connected with Colson Gatton and also Watkins on scoring passes of 80 and 7 yards, respectively. And the Vikings, 168 yards rushing, came from Black on 9 attempts, and he scored on a 10-yard run to cap the evening. So we'll begin by talking about your son, Cello, and those, well, Ryan Lehmeyer, Central Catholic Vikings, who are headed back to the big show. Pretty exciting, huh, Carlos?
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, all those names you just talked about, and there's so many more on the team. We're so deep. It's just amazing to see, you know, a team that can pretty much score at will and dominate on defense. Like, I haven't seen a team like this at Central in a long time, and it's fun to watch. The kids are great. The coaching staff's great. And, I mean, that Cannon Mac team, they came to play. I mean, we played them the last regular season game and beat them pretty good. And they came to play on Friday. You know, they're giving us a little bit of some problems in the beginning. And then it's just hard to hang with us. We're just so deep and so powerful. You know, these teams come out and, you know, usually after halfway through the first quarter, end of the first quarter, we're just completely dominating these teams. But I give them a lot of credit. They had some bad injuries, too. I feel bad for their team. Their quarterback went down. Their big tight end went down, and a receiver went down. And you don't want to see that, you know, anybody get injured in any sport, especially high school football. But, yeah, Central's got a big game at Saturday against North Allegheny at Pine Richland. Some are saying it's kind of a home game for NA, but we travel well, so we'll be there in full force.
Well, in closing, I've been in the biz a long time. I go back when Guy Montecalvo was coaching the Big Macs, and of course he really put that program on the map after putting Wash High back in the championship game in the WPIL. So been around it a long time, and I've said David versus Goliath, when you're expected to win and you have the talent and you've done nothing but win, when you go up against a team who may not have a winning record and even has a couple of their key players banged up, they're in a proverbial corner, they're hungry, they want to win. So hey, a win is a win, but sometimes picking on a team who may not have the same skill set because they just don't have the athletes or the winning record that you might have, that means you could be ripe for the picking. So congratulations to Coach Lehmeyer, and a job well done by Cannon Mack. And now it's on to NA, Lehmeyer against Art Walker. Of course, two epic teams, probably one of the biggest backyard rivals in this classification in recent years. So, hey, even though this hasn't been a great year for NA, it's one that you definitely want to get a ticket for. And as far as I'm concerned, Pine Ridgeland, one of the most beautiful stadiums around. I was there when they rectified that place, put it together with Claire Ultimus, and it truly is a landmark in Western Pennsylvania. But we're here to talk trees, lots to get to. So, Carlos, let's begin by talking why large trees are a risk, especially when it comes to structural damage. And one thing that you're able to notice now, because all of the leaves are gone, you can see that structural damage firsthand, and that means you should be proactive, correct?
Yes, those are great points. And, you know, we've talked about this topic before. It's just such a popular call for us. I mean, I would say 70% of our calls have to do with a tree that's just become too big for its area. They outgrow their coverage. You know, they're in these little postage stamp yards littered around the city, and third or fourth homeowner, and they're just more problematic than beneficial. And that's where we come in. And yes, when the leaves come down right now, we can really get a great look at the tree and see if there's any cavities or stress fractures or lightning strikes you may not have noticed. So, you know, that's where you call us. Come out right. We could come out right now and look at the trees and see what's going on. And there are options. You know, we're not out here to just, you know, haphazardly start just cutting all the trees down. We want to make sure your home and your family is secure. That's your main investment. And everybody wants to protect their family. You have these large trees that they're in imminent danger, and they, what comes up must go down. And we have these violent storms, and the age of the trees are kind of at their shelf life of a yard tree. So there's so many factors, and that's why we just recommend to give us a call and get us out there.
All right, so let me ask you something, and I've never asked you this before. We've talked about homeowners, and when you think of structural damage, dead or weak trees, which can fall or shed large branches that can cause expensive damage to your roof, your siding, your windows, or your vehicles. Say if this thing has been bad for a while, and somebody's reported you, and it's on record, and you just keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, and then all of a sudden, all heck breaks loose, and you're dealing with all this damage to your home or somebody else's home, and you, insurance company, you say, hey, fix this, and then somebody says, hey, look at all the times we warned him, and it's on record, or warned them. If you don't take care of something and something does happen, can you be held liable even if you have insurance, Carlos?
Yes, and that's a whole nother conversation. But yes, the insurance companies, I mean, their goal is to pay as little as possible or nothing on any claim, auto claim, house claim. So when the tree is in a declining state and it has had maybe a couple other branches fall, or the neighbors are complaining and you can see some visual issues with the tree, and you don't have to be an arborist sometimes to notice those. And so when a big branch or limb or the whole tree comes down, the main thing with the homeowners insurance companies, you know, covering the claim, is it a healthy tree? Because that's really all they cover. A healthy tree comes down, it's an act of God. Wind, rain, ice, lightning, snow, it's in the fine print in your insurance policies. So they do cover those. You know, that's what you have insurance for, because no one can predict or prevent when that healthy tree is going to come down. But a declining tree or a dead tree, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going to happen. And that's where they say, hey, you know, you neglected to address this. We're not covering the claim. Sometimes they give the analogy, if you have a hole in your roof and it rains, which, you know, we've been getting a little bit of rain here now. Good analogy. If you have a hole in your roof and it rains, they're not going to pay you water damage, you know, inside your house to fix all the water damage. They're going to say you should have called a roofer and repaired the hole. And it's the same conversation with trees. You should have called a tree company to remove the dead tree. So that's kind of where it stands with them.
You know, the other thing too, Carlos, we've never discussed this. You get these branches lying around your house, okay, and you just don't pick them up, you don't remove it, and they start to pile up. Some spark, some incident happens, even if a neighbor's property catches fire, that becomes kindling. So this stuff can actually be a fire hazard too, right?
Yeah, there's so many hazards. Not only that, you know, they do attract carpenter ants or termites, and once they run through that, guess where they're going next? Your house. So, you know, there's a lot involved with having any type of tree on your property. You know, a lot of these trees kind of prune themselves. They detach their dead, and the bad thing is it's over your house or in your yard, and you know. So that's where we come in. We could come in there and deadwood the tree, get all those dead and diseased branches and limbs out of there. The tree's healthier, the property's in a better shape, and it's just something you need to address along with any other maintenance you have at your home.
All right, so what we want you to do, if you have any of these issues that you're dealing with or any tree-related question, I need you to pick up the phone and call us at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you want to just go right to the source to get them to get on out and take a look at your property, all you need to do is to call 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Just Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service of Corey Troy Lampenbelt with us last week. They're certified arborist. We have the full hour still to go. And by the way, he'll be back with us not next week, but the 23rd of November as well in the very same time slot. Just Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Those questions, we're waiting to hear from you. 866-391-1020.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are back. Just Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. So, Carlos, I got a question. He's the same age as Troy Lampenfield, smart like Troy. I was with my son the other day, and we were talking about his giant oak trees, and I was mentioning you and what you do and pruning season, and he sounded like, hey, he was impressed. And I'm like, hey, don't look at your dad. It's Carlos and Troy from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Here's my question, because, you know, I'm trying to kind of, as all dads do, got to get this done, get that done, take a look at this. How do I know if it's time for him to prune these oak trees? He's only been in the house for a couple of years, but they're massive structures, and the sooner the better. But how do you know, or should you do this annually? Help me out with that.
There are a lot of maintenance, and you kind of want to work on them every 5 to 7 years. And there's so much involved with the oak prunes and how much you can take off in one trimming and how you approach it and when you approach it. Some of the main things to kind of look at when you're assessing your oak tree is it real congested in the center mass? Can you not see a lot of daylight through it? And that's where we do, it's called a class A prune job, where we thin out that center mass where we can get some more sunlight and wind passing through the canopy of the tree. It lightens the load on the tree, you know, for an extended period, because oak trees pull their growth really slow. So it's like a good, you know, nice haircut for a tree, and everything comes back healthier. Any lower drooping or branches in the lower canopy that are hanging downwards or parallel to the ground, those are ones that you know, we like to take off, because when that growth is coming through the trunk and up through the canopy, now it doesn't have to support those lower branches, because that's really what you want to concentrate on the oak trees, is making sure the upper canopy is getting a lot of the water getting pulled through the trunk and into the upper canopy, and you can sacrifice a few of those lower limbs to assure that. So much involved with the oak trees. We take a lot of pride in them, trimming them. We've trimmed the same oak trees for 20, 25 years that people call us back on. And it's that time of year. We're getting ready to schedule the oak prunes. Our rule of thumb is usually like right before Thanksgiving and right after St. Patrick's Day is when we're out there pruning the oak tree. So, yeah, as far as your son's tree, you know, it's always case by case, like I say. But the best thing to do is call us. We get out there. We can assess it, see what it needs. Troy has a great application for the oak trees. It's a root collar excavation, which he comes in with this high-powered air spade and blows off all the soil and dirt around the tree that's compacted, that's preventing the tree, the water from seeping through the ground because the ground's so hard. So much involved with the oak trees. And that's this time of year, so we're excited about it, and give us a call.
All right, give us a call here, 866-391-1020. Let's head to Economy Borough and say good morning to George for Carlos Greater Pitt Tree Service. Hey, George, how are you?
Good, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind today?
Thank you for your guest, sir. I don't know if this would be a Lord's question or if he can answer this. I'm not sure if Carlos can do this. I have two neighbors that have two bad trees. And I have no trees in my property. And what I'm worried about, these trees look pretty bad in my eyes. I'm not an arborist. I don't know that much, but they don't look too healthy. Now, if they come down on my property and smash into my buildings, who would be responsible? Would that owner be responsible? Do you know that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's a popular call that we get from customers. Exactly what you're saying. Where do I lie with this hazardous tree on my neighbor's property? And I'm concerned, is my homeowner's going to cover it? Is their homeowner's going to cover it? Am I going to have to go after them civilly? Am I going to be out of pocket? So a lot of unsurety on that. And so if the neighbor's tree or any tree's in a declining state, and a branch or the tree comes down, those are the ones that the homeowner's insurance usually won't cover, or they'll try not to cover. So, you know, if you were to call us and we come out and we look at it, we recommend also sending them a certified letter to kind of show them that you're concerned about it and you're addressing it. And then that way, if it does come down and it becomes any type of legal battle, you're kind of ahead of it. You know, you've called it to their attention. They neglected to address it. Now that tree or a big branch hit your house or your garage or your car, and you could say, look, I was worried about this, and I want to make sure that you're liable because you neglected to address the tree and the condition it's in. Now, if the tree's healthy and a branch or the tree falls, it's always where the tree falls who has to deal with it, because once it's on your property, you own it, so it's yours. And then, you know, if the tree was healthy that came down or the branch was healthy, your homeowners is going to cover the claim for any damage. You know, the bad thing is when you come up for renewal, that's why insurance companies renew policies yearly, because they look at the claims on it. Your rate might get raised. So there's a lot involved, and it's something we could come out and sometimes, you know, approach them or talk to them in a manner that they might understand. And it a lot of times it depends on your relationship with that neighbor. So it's very involved, George, and it's something that we deal with regularly. We do a lot of work out in Economy Borough. I like it out there. It's a neat little town out there, a lot of history out there. So give us a call and we can come out and see what's going on for you.
Okay, question. Do I have to pay you for the service to come out?
You know, sometimes we have a $129 consultation fee to send Troy. He's our ISA certified arborist, because it's very involved and time consuming. He'll write up a report for you, something that you could send them or possibly, you know, use in court if it comes down to it. But then if we end up doing any work for you, we just roll that $129 into the cost of any work we perform out there. And, you know, if it's something where really didn't need a certified arborist and he comes out, sometimes we waive the fee. So, you know, sometimes it could be no fee or up to $129 for Troy to come out and give you a professional assessment that's going to benefit you, you know, when it comes down to it. And, you know, if you have to, you know, approach the neighbor or end up in court, you have something that's really handy.
Now, another question. Say that I have one good neighbor. I don't know about the other neighbor. Okay. The other neighbor I'm referring to, okay, maybe he won't allow you to go on this property. Then what do we do?
Yeah, that's difficult. Sometimes depending on, you know, the access, sometimes we can be on your property, or you're our customer at that point. We could be on our customer's property with our crane or tracked aerial lift or bucket truck and reach over the airspace and cut that branch that's hanging over into your airspace. And if you can do that, you really don't need their permission, because you're not on their property and you're only cutting the portion of the tree that you, our customer, technically owns, because it's over your airspace. So again, it's pretty involved, George, and we'd love to come out and take a look at it and see how to approach it.
Okay, I appreciate your time. I'll give you some deep thought then. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
the
advice. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, George. Good stuff. 412-884-8733. Number to get a hold of them. You can join us by calling 866-391-1020. Talking about removing large trees, why it's essential before it is a problem. We're going to talk about some of the other things that these large trees, if they fall, can cause major issues, whether it's plumbing, foundation, clogged gutters, pest, disease, all of that stuff. But if you have any tree-related questions, this is your chance to phone in, 866-391-1020. Before we go to break, though, Carlos, tell them about Plant Healthcare and what you're doing to really be in front of this stuff throughout the calendar year, so you know what you're dealing with before it actually causes you damage. Go ahead.
Yes, so we're in our second year of our plant healthcare division, and spearheaded by Troy Lampenfeld. He's our ISA certified arborist. You know, he's a rock star. He's been on the show several times, and he knows everything you need to know about that tree on your property. So that's why it's important to give us a call and get Troy out there. Plants, shrubs, trees, there's so much involved with what needs done to them, what yearly maintenance you should expect if you have these on your property, what applications we have to keep these trees, plants, and shrubs healthy on your property so you can avoid sometimes that big ticket removal cost that sometimes is a little pricey. So it's definitely a good time of year to get Troy out there and assess things. And sometimes the applications that we have, we can't do once it becomes, you know, too cold out. It's not something that you do when it's below like 32 degrees, but we could come out and assess it and see what you need come spring, because it just seems like these seasons just move so fast. So once winter's here, we're thinking about spring, and in our business, we want to know what you need done out there come spring. So it's a good time to call Troy, get him out there, assess your property, see what we can do, you know, from our plant healthcare division, and keep everything happy on your property, happy and healthy, we like to say.
All right, sounds good. Just Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, the number to dial to get your tree-related questions answered. We have a full half hour still to go after the news update. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. We are talking today about large threatening trees. Great time to remove, reduce, or thin out. Be proactive and protect your family. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. And our number to get your tree-related questions answered, 866-391-1020.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Just Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Services here today talking about those large trees, and we'd love to hear from you too. And again, doesn't have to be on topic, but if it's about trees and you have a question, call us 866-391-1020. Now, why these can do more than just some of the traditional structural damage that everybody thinks about, meaning some windows and roof damage. Talk about plumbing and foundation issues, how these roots can grow under your home's foundation, Carlos, and cause significant damage. So talk about that a little bit, please.
Yes, and actually the house that we live in when we first moved there about 14, 15 years ago, there were these big silver maples in the front yard, and they're, you know, historically known as a tree where the roots just keep growing and detecting water in the ground. And the bad thing is you might have your sewage line or your water line, and they're kind of reaching out for that, and they end up, they're strong. The roots just keep going, and sometimes they, we had the original terracotta sewage lines, and the week we bought the house and we're moving in, the trees finally broke that and we had to repair it. So if you're looking at your tree and you have a large tree in your yard, and maybe it sits back a little bit from the house and you're thinking, okay, well, I'm okay. It's a, you know, it's not any issue I should be worried about, but that's not the case. The root system extends out to the drip line of the tree. So if you're looking at your tree and that widest part of the canopy, if you drew a line down from there down to the ground, that's where, you know, the root system underground can extend to. It's kind of a mathematical equation. What's up in the air has to be supported with what's under the ground. So a lot of times you might notice a crack in your sidewalk or the retaining wall starting to kind of bow a little bit. And that could be an issue why that's happening. So there's a lot involved with that, and that's a lot of times we come out and assess that, because I was just thinking about this. If you have a large threatening tree on your property, I don't know, chances are you didn't plant it. You're probably like your son moving into that home with that massive oak tree, and so there might be a lot of things you need to learn about it, and that's where we come in and explain to you the problems and or the benefits associated with having this large tree on your property. What's good about this tree, and what you should expect in maintenance, or, you know, how to protect your home, what's underground, above ground, your family. There's just so much involved in it with, when you have these large trees on your property. And I've said it before, we kind of come out like detectives almost. We look at the tree and we're trying to figure out the condition of the tree. We're looking at the soil, and we're looking how close it is to your house, where your water and gas line and sewage line is. So there's so much involved that we kind of come out and assess when you call us. You know, you might just be calling us to say, hey, I want to remove this one branch or do a light trim. And then we come out, or myself, Troy, or any of the other trained salesmen that we have come out. Now we're looking at everything. So your call starts, you know, it starts with that call to us for something sometimes might be that you consider small, but we're noticing, hey, look, your driveway's starting to bow. It's probably from the roots of this tree underneath the ground. So we love coming out and figuring all that out, and people say, wow, I'm glad I called you. I didn't understand that, or I didn't know that, or I didn't see that. And, you know, we're devil's advocate. We're coming out there. We're not trying to upsell you or anything. We're just trying to, you know, be professional about it and give you all the information and see what your budget is and your objective. And we usually figure out something that everybody's happy with and can live with cost-wise. But it's always so beneficial to you and your property giving us a call and getting us out there.
Yeah, they do a great job. And I know Carlos, Troy, they'd love to help you. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Now, the other thing that people don't realize, when you think of gutters, you think of leaves. But when you have branches that fall, get stuck, get wedged in a drain pipe, and nobody wants to deal with water issues, another reason why, if you've got a large tree that needs to get out of there, you got to get the professionals to do it. So talk about how ice dams, overflows, clogged drain pipes, how this can just, it can ruin your foundation. There's so many things, so many moving parts. And anybody that knows anything about home, when it comes to water damage, just tracing to find where the water is coming can be one of the most difficult things. If you've got a couple of downspouts that are plugged, you really are in an uphill battle as far as trying to right the ship. So now's the time to call to prevent this stuff. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, and that's another thing. When you call us, we come out and we look at it, you know, and you might not think that the tree's way over here on your property, but those, when the wind blows and those leaves fall, they're coming that way. They're coming towards your gutter. It's like almost a magnet sometimes that these gutters get clogged. And water damage, man, that's a killer at your house. The foundation and what your homeowner's insurance is going to cover, they don't cover damage from outside water. So sometimes, you know, puts you in a bad position if you have water damage that's caused by clogged gutters, a root system, you know, extending into your water lines or into your foundation, and now it's making a little crack and here comes the water, and it just compounds the problem. So much involved with it. And that's where, again, where we come in. When you call us, we're looking at that and we're figuring it all out. And we deal with that a lot. People are, you know, I want to remove this big limb because it's over my gutters. And that puts us in the position like, well, you know, we have to make sure we're practicing proper pruning techniques, achieving the customer's objective, okay, and then also ending up with something that's aesthetically pleasing, because now you might hack like one side of that tree off because it's over your gutters. Then you look at it and you say, wow, that looks terrible, you know. So we get ahead of all that. We kind of manage the expectations of the homeowner. Whatever you have on your property, we've done before. I've been doing tree work for 32 years, so I can walk you through all that, or Troy or any one of our salesmen are very knowledgeable about that. So it all starts with giving us that call and getting us out there, and it kind of goes from there. And our service is great. You'll be very happy with everything that we do out on your property.
I always go above and beyond for my friend Carlos and Troy, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about some of the trees that are native to Western Pennsylvania, and we'll give him an opportunity to talk about them, and that should connect you to the community that is the tree community that they are famous for in and around Pittsburgh, because these are trees that you have and love in your home and that landscape that you work so hard to maintain. But before we go to break, Carlos, here's the question. Are they all lost? Can you actually at times go in, notice something, and save a large tree from the wrath of the chainsaw? Because let's face it, trees become part of the family. I know my son, who will someday get married, raise his children, he'll be sitting on the back porch one day and he'll say, you know, my dad loved those trees, and I did, and I do. I grew up around that neighborhood. So trees really are an extension of someone's family. So my question is, can you sometimes save a large tree?
Yes. I mean, it all depends case by case again, but it all depends on the current condition of the tree and what we can do, what applications we have through our plant health care to keep the tree healthy or bring it back from maybe some sort of disease or something that Mother Nature has put out there that attacks that species. And yeah, trees, look, there's a lot of benefits on having a tree on your property. You get shade and privacy and sometimes a noise buffer. So there's a lot of reasons why that big tree is on your property, why that original homeowner planted it. So, and then, like you said, you get attached to them. I have a tire swing on a large oak tree on our property that's been out there for 15 years. My son's almost 17, so he grew up on this tire swing. Our grandkids are out there now on this tire swing, and the neighbors come over. So that tree provided those memories and just sharing that with other people. And it's still out there. I look at it almost every day and think about all the years I pushed my son on it. And I remember one time I was pushing him on it, and he was young. He fell asleep on it. It's so calming, soothing to sit there on a tire swing as a kid and just have your parents push you on it. And I could just remember him falling asleep on it. It was hilarious. But so, yeah, I mean, look, again, we're not just coming out haphazardly to cut these big trees down, but there are sometimes instances where, look, the trees that it's shelf life, it's been there a long time, it's more problematic than beneficial. There's no application that we have that can bring it back from the current condition. So then that's when we recommend removing it. But if it's in a good, if it's in a healthy condition and maybe a good trimming or getting the deadwood out of there or a plant health care application is beneficial. So we love coming out there and looking at those big trees on your property and trying to figure out what the best plan of attack is.
You know, my mind never stops, and you just gave me an idea for a topic, memories and trees. And with the holiday coming up, maybe I'll bring you in one night on my show and we'll talk about tree memories. You know, you were talking about that tire swing. My dad had three maple trees that he planted. Only one survived, and it still stands there today. And I've gotten to know the new owner. Actually went back into the home I grew up in for the first time in 20 years and did a video that got literally over 10,000 views, and it's still growing. Everybody's connected to their home, but my grandmother, the first real loss of my life, I'm 26, she passes away, and she was in her 40s when I was growing up, so she was like my other mother, and I spent a lot of time in her house because I had five sisters, no brothers, and I got more attention with her. She'd cook for me, whatever. But the thing that I did, Carlos, after we buried her, I came back home. Everybody was in the house doing what people do after a funeral. And I was sitting on a little swing that my dad had put in for his grandchildren. And I just swung back and forth and the tears running down my cheek. And I just kept thinking about my grandmother sitting underneath that tree, peeling potatoes and talking to me about life. So trees are such an essential part of who we all are. And everybody's got a tree memory. That's why what he does, he puts everything into it. He's a kid from Pittsburgh and Greenfield. He understands family. He understands tradition. But these large trees that go south can be a major problem. And you got to be proactive to protect your family. We'll come back, talk about some of the big and more favorite trees in Western Pennsylvania, and also take any call out there about trees at 866-391-1020. If you want to reach them, go directly to the source, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. It's your Pratt Pack with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, one more segment with Carlos, and then we'll say goodbye until 2 weeks from today, the 23rd of November, he'll be back. So, Carlos, hey, this is where people can relate, because these are some of the trees that are known for that thrive in Western Pennsylvania. So, river birch adapts well to wet and compacted soils. You guys have done it all. Tell me about why you believe the river birch is such a survivor and it thrives in Western Pennsylvania. Obviously, the city of Three Rivers, right?
Yes. Look, our seasonal weather, all the sunlight we get, all the rain we get, everything kind of thrives really well in our area. You know, sometimes people will say, I planted this birch tree and you know, it said it was only going to get two stories and now it's up over the house. And I tell them, like, look, something in our soil and our climate and our seasonal weather seems to just be beneficial to what we plant in the areas around our home. And then there's these areas that, you know, might be in the woods behind your house. And those are where a lot of the trees that are indigenous to Western PA grow, like wild cherry, black cherry trees, black locust trees, species of oak trees, a lot of the red oaks and white oaks. They're not planted. They grow in these wooded areas. You know, our area was all woods back, you know, a long time ago. So there were trees that grew in that area, and there still are. And so a lot of times there might be something in the woods or in your tree line that you didn't plant, but it's still on your property, and it's so tall and so big that it could be threatening to your home. So we come out there and again, assess all that. But it's neat to see everything that grows in our area. there's some things that you don't want to grow in your yard that are indigenous to this area, which is the sumac tree, tree of heaven, Atlantis trees. Some people call them Pennsylvania palm trees, and those are kind of in the weed family, and they're an invasive species, and they're the ones that for some reason are attracting the lantern flies that we've been seeing the last few years. So there's so much in our area that, you know, that is planted, and there's so much in the area that just grows indigenous to our western PA hillsides.
Yeah, you got the American dogwood, the red maple, and as he mentioned, that oak, red or white, durable, lots of shade. So it's all good. They do it all. Plant health care. Tell them about that, then we'll say goodbye, Carlos. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're so excited. This is our second full year with our plant health care division. Troy Lampenfeld's our ISA certified arborist. We actually staff another ISA certified arborist that jumps in and helps Troy when we get busy with the time of year where we're doing a lot of the applications. So we're a very well-rounded company now. It was something that I always, you know, figured that the company would grow into. But I didn't want to dilute the product that we've put out there as far as trimming and removing trees and our reputation. And then Troy's a family friend, and I grew up with his uncle, and we were at a turkey bowl up Frick Park a few years ago. And he had just come home from Cincinnati. He worked for a national company, Bartlett, who trained him really well.
Yep.
And, you know, Pittsburgh is, you can leave Pittsburgh, but you got to come back. It's mandatory. So he was coming back to Pittsburgh, and I said, hey, you know, why don't you hop on board and maybe we'll grow into the plant healthcare division. And so that's how I landed Troy. And, you know, playing football always opens up a lot of doors one way or another. So, yeah, I met him Thanksgiving Day. Well, I didn't meet him, but we sealed the deal Thanksgiving Day, playing football up Frick Park in the Turkey Bowl. So it's a great story.
Listen, I got to tell you how you've affected me. Every day when I'm either at the home studio or here, we're on the road, and the clock hits 12 o'clock, I think, where is Carlos getting food for his crew today? And I'm telling you, it happens more times than not. And I was thinking about you last hour. We were doing pizza and calzones on the Coons Cooking Hour. So I got about a minute 30 left. I got to ask you this question on my dime because I'm curious to know. What are some of your favorite pizza places in Pittsburgh?
So Friday I went to Angelo's in Bloomfield. I really like their pizza. They've been there a long time. Their steak hoagie is amazing. They have this dressing that they use. So that's one of my favorites. All the places up Squirrel Hill, Minio's, Aiello's, Napoli's, I frequent those a lot. And then there's all the square pizza places littered around, you know, our area. There's Bella Sala's out in Penn Hills, and the one down in Homestead. I like the square pizza. You got Beto's out on Banksville Road. Some days, my whole day sometimes revolves around where I'm going to eat pizza at.
Listen, you should have been doing the show last hour. You're the best. Listen, take care. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, and keep up the great work, and go Vikings, okay?
Thanks, Rob. Talk to you soon.
There he goes. What a good guy. Just Carlos from Greenfield, Pennsylvania. Good stuff. All right, listen, stay tuned. News coming up, then Accurate Solutions, and boy, do we have a great Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette will kick it off. Always happy to have him here. We'll preview tonight's game in prime time, the Steelers and the Los Angeles Chargers at AccuShore Stadium. It's your Pratt Pack. Rob Taylor next with the news at 10 on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.